Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Zvachim Daf Ayin Zayin. We left off at the very top of Daf Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph at the third word on the page. No, the first, where are we? Yeah, third word on the page, Vayikah Shirayim. That's where we left off. Today's share is sponsored once again by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, and Lila Nishmas, his mother, Golda Vasimcha, La Shalom, Shem Shevin Aliyah. And we thank him very much for the continued sponsorship of the Daf Yomi. So we were discussing yesterday if someone is a Safek Mitzora. So what do you do about his Karbanos? So we discussed what Rabbi Shimon suggests to do about his karban, asham, and then the Gemara discussed what do we do about the log shemen. So the Gemara is going to raise the question that, wait a second, one of the things that what we had last suggested to do with the log shemen was that to top off the log shemen with a little more oil after the kmitza. So the question is, if you're going to top off the shemen after the kmitza, how does the kohen then fulfill the mitzvah of eating the shemen? Because we'll see what exactly the problem is with eating the shemen if you top it off after the kmitza. Then the Gemara is going to discuss why doesn't the Safek Mitzora just bring in the karban asham with a tanai? Meaning, why doesn't the Safek Mitzora make a tanai that his asham should be an asham talui? Meaning, instead of saying that I'm going to make a tanai that it should be a shlamim, it should be a this, just say let it be an asham talui, that maybe I'm chayiv, maybe I'm not chayiv, and that would solve all the problems, because the whole problem was that you're bringing one animal that might be two different karbanos that have two different zmanei achila, but if you just bring it as an asham talui, then there's no stira in the zman achila that it's going to be. Then the Mishnah on Amud Aleph is going to talk about what happens when a varim of a chatas get mixed in with a varim of an ola, and the problem, of course, is that a karban chatas gets eaten, karban ola does not. So what do we do with the mixture of the Evarim? The Gemara is going to explain the basis for the Machlokas, Reb Elazar and the Chachamim, whether items that are not Roi La'krava could be put on the Mizbeach with Kavana for Eitzim. I mean, if you have something that's a Taroves, and some of the Taroves is not Roi La'krava, can you put it on the Mizbeach anyway and say, okay, so this is just like Eitzim, it's like extra Atzei Ma'aracha. It's not something I'm burning on the Mizbeach, it's the fuel that burns the fire on the Mizbeach. So that's Machlokas, Reb Elazar and the Chachamim. We're going to explain that Machlokas, and then we're going to have a second version of that machlokas between Rabbi Lazar and the Chachamim, and that discussion is going to take us to the Mishnah on Amud Beis. Then the first Mishnah on Amud Beis is going to talk about if you have a mixture of a varim of balei mumin with a varim of tamimin, meaning a carbon that's a bal mum is not roi to be brought on the mizbeach. So what do you do when there's a mixture of a varim of balei mumin and a varim of tamimin? And the Gemara is going to talk about when Rabbi Lazar says that if one was brought, you could just bring the rest of them, meaning you didn't discover that there were bali mumin mixed in there until you already brought one rosh on the mizbeach. So Rav Elazar said, okay, once you brought one, you could assume that was the bali mumin, just bring the rest of them. So does he mean bring the rest of them one at a time, or does he mean bring the rest of them two at a time? So that is going to be a discussion in the Gemara. So let's begin again. We're at the top line of Daf Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph. So asks the Gemara, Vaha ikashirayim, the log shemen that the Safek Mitzora. Again, we're talking about a guy who's not sure if he's a Mitzora Mukhlat or not. So he doesn't know if he needs to bring all the Karbanos of a Mitzora. So from the Log Shemen that he's going to bring, there's going to be Shirayim that's left over after the Kemitza and after the sprinkling on the Bahonos, on the Yad of Raglav, Debayim Mechlinu, where the Halacha is the Kohen is supposed to eat the Shirayim. But you can only eat the Shirayim after the Kemitza. The Shemen of a Mitzora only, meaning if it's a Nedava, if the what we said about the shemen is you bring it with a tanai, that if I'm a mitzora, so let it be the shemen that a log shemen that a mitzora is supposed to bring. And if I'm not a mitzora, let it just be shemen shal nedava. So if it's a nedava, you're only allowed to eat it after the kmitza. And if it's shemen shal mitzora, you're only allowed to eat it after you do all the matanos with the oil. Those are the acts that are matir the shirayim ba'achila. So if you're going to say that the kohen first takes the kmitza from the log, and then he burns the kmitza, and then he tops off the kli with a little more oil, and then he does the matanos of the oil on the mitzora, how could the kohanim eat the shirayim? V'yikah hach porta de lo kamitzi lavei. There's that little bit of oil you just added after the kemitza. So that little bit of oil never had a kemitza to be matirit. In order to be mat on alatzad, that this is a log shemen that's nedava, that's just a voluntary thing that he's bringing, it needs a kemitza in order to be matirit. But most of it had a kemitza, but then he topped it off after the kemitza. So what was matir that extra little bit? Where's the heter for that? So that's the Gemara's kasha. So the Achronim asked, why is it such a difficult kasha? Meaning, can't you say that the little bit that you added in is bottled the shishim and the rest of the shemen? Meaning, you just added in a little bit to fill in the kemitza that you already took. So shouldn't we say that it just becomes bottled the shishim? And granted, Rabbi Yehuda's shita is that min bimino is ain't a bottle, but we paskin that like the chacham that min bimino is going to be bottle. So the Marakawain suggests that even if you say like the chacham that min bimino is bottle, this Tarovis of Shemin will not have bittel, because things that are ola al gabe mizbeach, we don't apply the dinim of bittel. We're going to see that in a few days from now, that which is ola al gabe mizbeach, we do not apply the dinim of bittel. So, okay, so another issue Tosus raises, why don't we say that we just bring all the shirayim on the mizbeach, l'shem eitzim? So you could put it all on the mizbeach, inochinami, the kohen won't be able to eat it, but that's okay, you'll have what to do with it, just bring it all on the mizbeach and do it l'shem eitzim. Because in Achinami, maybe the answer to this kasha, how could the Kohen eat the Shirayim, the little bit that you added, never had a kemitza taken from it? Okay, so don't eat it. So bring it on the Mizbeach. Can't you just bring things that are not otherwise Roy Lakrava and just do it L'Shem Eitzim? So Tosas suggests two answers. Number one, he says, there's a mitzvah for the Kohanim to eat it. So if you bring it on the Mizbeach, you're not fulfilling that mitzvah. You're not fulfilling what you're supposed to be doing. And furthermore, he says, the idea that you bring something L'Shem Eitzim is only when there's a Tarovet, that you have some things that belong in the Mizbeach, some things that don't belong in the Mizbeach. They're all mixed together, so you don't know what to do. So you put them all on the Mizbeach and have in mind, whatever doesn't belong there should just be fuel, should just be the Eitzim on the Mizbeach. But over here, the whole thing doesn't belong in the Mizbeach. It's Shirayim that's supposed to be Nachal HaKohanim. So you can't just take random things out of your garage and throw them on the Mizbeach, right? You don't just take things that don't belong in the Mizbeach at all and throw them on the Mizbeach. So anyway, so back to the Gemara's question. So Gemara's question is, I don't understand. If the guy's going to take a kemitza out of this oil, and then he's going to top it off, and then he's going to do the matan bahonos of the mitzora, how can the Kohanim eat the shirayim? Al atzad, that this is a nedava, there was never a kemitza taken from that extra little bit of oil that he had just put in there. And Gemara de parikle, that after he adds a little bit of oil to top it off, if there's a chiv to bring shemen for the Taras HaMetzorah, that little bit of extra oil is hukdash with Kedusha Saguf and fulfills that chiyuv. And if there's no chiyuv, he's not really a Metzorah and the whole thing's really a Nedava, he makes it tonight that whatever I added should not have should only be Kadosh with Kedusha's Damim, should not have Kedusha Saguf, and therefore it should be subject to be Mechalel on money. And so you should be Mechalel it on money, and Memele, there's no Kohanim, there's no Isser for the Kohanim to eat the extra oil, because they're allowed to eat oil that is in fact chulin, and that's what it essentially is. Once he is mechalal it. Tosos asks, how could it be that their poda, that extra oil with money, the shemen is already put in a kli sharis, which is mekadesh, that which is put inside of it, and it's mekadesh b'kedush saguf. I mean, once you put something in a kli sharis, it's kadosh with kedush saguf. So Tosos says kli sharis is only mekadesh that which is kadosh b'kedush, is only mekadesh that which is put in it, because saguf, when you put something in the klisharis al das, that it becomes kadosh b'kedush saguf. But if you don't have intention to be mekadesh that which you're putting in the klisharis, then you're not mekadesh it. So since al tzad, that the person is not a mitzora, this shemen is not being put in the kli with the intention to be mekadesh with kedush saguf. He only wants to be mekadesh with kedush damim. That works. He could be mekadesh it with kedush damim. Tosfos also suggests that klisharis is only mekadesh when it's malei. When it's not malei, it's not mekadesh. So this Tosefa Shemen can't be mitzari for the Shemen that already was in the Kli, because that Shemen was already niskadesh. So this Shemen is not a Kli full of Shemen, this little bit of extra Shemen. Okay, but that's the Gemara's answer. The Gemara's answer is that little extra Shemen, the Kohen is allowed to eat, because even though it never had a kemitza taken from it, because it doesn't have the Kedusha, your Poda, it doesn't have any Kedusha at all. So says Gemara, well, deparik lehecha. Where are you going to do this pidyon? Igavai, if you're going to do this pidyon of the extra oil inside the azara, kamayil chulun azara, then you have chulun azara, and you're not allowed to do that. And iabrai, and if you're going to bring the whole thing of oil outside of the azara and do the pidyon, if salabiyotse, all the kadosh oil that's in that log shemen becomes pasul when you bring it outside the azara. So now what? So how are you going to possibly do this pidyon? So says Mar, liolam gavai, you do it in the azara. Aye, but isn't that a problem of chulun azara? Chulun memeil lahavyon. No, it becomes chulun on its own. The bringing the shemen into the azara when it is chulun would be a problem. Taking shemen that's already in the azara and making it chulun is not a violation of bringing chulun la azara. This is a discussion that the Otzar Sefri has a chakira. What is the isra of chulun bazara? Is it only when you bring chulun into the azara? But if there's a matzav that's generated where that which is already in the azara becomes chulun, but you are not machnis it, there's no isser? Or is the isser an isser of having chulun in the azara, not bringing, just having chulun in the azara? So he says it's a pretty good raya from our sugya that the isser is bringing chulun la azara, because that's the Gemara's whole answer over here, that having chulun in the azara is not such a problem. You're going to be podin and ein achinami. It will be chulun, it will be in the azara, but that's not such a problem. And he explains based on the Rabbeinu Gershom writes that the makar for the isra of chulun bazara is ma'ani b'shalucha aser af ata b'shali aser. That just like it's asher to be motzi kachim outside of the azara, so too it's asher to be machnes chulin into the azara. The isra to be motzi kachim outside of the azara is only if you did a maisa to be motzi outside the azara. But kachim that's done b'chutz, there's no isra to leave it b'chutz. So who adin gabe achnasas chulin azara? The isra is only to be machnes chulin that's already chulin into the azara. But if something becomes chulin while in the azara, that's not going to be a problem. That seems to be the Gemara's approach over here. Now, in the Sefer Minchas Yudah, he points out that in the Sugya and Menachos, it seems that this answer doesn't stand lamaskana. And the Isra is machnes chulin azara is even when you're gorim something to become chulin in the azara. So how are they pod to the shemen? So you have to say that the pidyon was done in the azara. Why isn't that a violation of being machnes chulin in the azara? Because the chulin is batel in the rove of the log, which is kadosh. And when the Gemara says chulin memela havyon, it really means something else. I mean, chulin memela havyon doesn't mean don't worry, it's not a problem of chulin azara because it's just becoming chulin while in the azara, you're not being machnes. That's not what it means. What it means is you're being mevatel the chulin in the kodesh. But what about ein mevatel nisr l'chadchila? How are you allowed to do that? You're not allowed to be mevatel nisr l'chadchila. And the answer is when you don't have kavana levatel, when you're doing it for some other reason other than bittel, then you're allowed to be mevatel nisr l'chadchila, right? If you have if there's some other reason that this isr has to be mixed into this tarovis, not because you're trying to be mevatel it, then attaka becomes batel. And that's exactly what's going on over here. You're just trying to be poda it. You're not trying to be mevatel the chulin into the kodesh. You're just trying to be poda it so that the kohen can eat it. So that's what it means, memela, that it becomes that since chulin memela havyan, it happens memela, that's why it's not a violation of bittel nisr l'chadchila. So now the Gemara says, well, wait a second, let's go back to the answer that we gave in yesterday's daf, that the reason you're allowed to bring the log into the azara and that it's not an isra of bringing chulin bazara is because you make a tanai that al tzad that I don't have a chiv mitzora, this should be a nedava. Al tzad that I'm not a mitzora muchlat, let this be a nedava. V'ha'amar Rabbi Shimon ein misnadvin shemen. But what about the fact that Rabbi Shimon says you're not allowed to be misnadiv shemen to the mizbeach, meaning there's no such thing as shemen that's bab in nedava. There's shemen that's bab chova, but how could the Gemara say that according to Rabbi Shimon that you could be misnadev you can make a tanai that if I'm not really a mitzora, let it be a nedava? And so Gemara tikune gavra shayni, that in the case where that's the only way to be mitahir this guy's stuck, he doesn't know if he's a mitzora or not, so the only way to get him out of this pit pickle is by being misnadev shemen, then you're allowed to be misnadev shemen. But just stam, you wake up one morning and you decide that you want to give a nedava of shemen, that's what Rabbi Shimon means that you're not allowed to do. Tosfos is a little bothered that if Rabbi Shimon holds that there's nisr min haTorah to bring shemen b'nedava, how could it be that for tikkun ha'adam we're going to allow that to happen? Okay, but be that as may, that's what the Gemara seems to be saying. So yasav Rav Ruchami kamei d'ravina v'yasav v'kam Rav Shmei d'rav huna bar tachlifa. So Rav Ruchami sat in front of Ravina and he said the following: Kasha, in the name of Rav Huna bar tachlifa, why does Rabbi Shimon need to say that when you bring the asham, right? We just discussed the log shemen because we had already previously discussed this guy who's a suffik mitzvah. What does he do about his carbon asham? So now we're going back to that discussion about his carbon asham, where Rabbi Shimon said you make it tonight that if I'm chayiv a carbon asham because I'm really a mitzvah, this is my carbon, and if I'm not, then it's shalmei nedava. So we had to deal with oyvei shalmei nedava. You're allowed to eat for 2 days, and asham you're only allowed to eat for 1 day. So there's a, you're going to be maybe kachim lebeis apsul, right? That's how we got into this whole discussion. So says the Gemara, but wait, why would he do that? Why would he say alatzad that I'm not a mitzvah? Let it be shalmei nedava. V'neima asham zayehei asham talui. You could always make it tonight that that if I don't, if I'm not chayiv, so then let it come as an asham talui, because there's a sheet of Rabbi Eliezer Maseches Krisus that a person is allowed to bring an asham talui every single day. Meaning an asham talui is if you did an avera for which you chayiv a carbon chatos, and you're not, if you're not sure whether you did an avera for which you chayiv a carbon chatos, so you bring an asham talui to hold you over until you gain clarity on that issue. So Rabbi Eliezer says, do it every day. I don't know if I did something today for which I'm chayiv a carbon chatos, so I might as well bring an asham talui to give me temporary kapara until I discover whether I did or didn't do an aver for which I'm chayiv a chatos. So let this guy do that. Let him bring a carbon asham and say, if I'm a mitzora, this is my chiyuv, and if I'm not a mitzora, so it's an asham talui. Who knows? Maybe I did an aver for which I'm chayiv a chatos today. So let this be my asham talui. So according to Rabbi Lesser, you're allowed to do that, and that would solve all the problems. Then an asham is not, they're both ashamim, then they both have the same dinim. Then you're not going to have to deal with this one is 2 days and that one is 1 day. So Shema Bina, so we see from the fact that Rabbi Shimon says that you should be masne that it's shalmei nedava and not an asham talui, the mantan de polagale de Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimon udamrein masan an asham talui. It must be that Rabbi Shimon holds, not like Rabbi Eliezer, that you're not allowed to just wake up every day and say, I'm going to bring an asham talui just in case. So apparently, the Tana that disagrees with Rabbi Eliezer is Rabbi Shimon. Says Gemara, Amr Lei, no, Torah, Imri Bedichri Michlifilach. Where's the Torah of such a great person like you to say such a ridiculous thing that you think that that's the behechrich from the fact that Rabbi Shimon doesn't say to make it tonight that it should be an Asham Talui, that, oh, that means he argues on Rabbi Lazar, that tonight is ridiculous, because you can't take an Asham Mitzorah and make it tonight that it's an Asham Talui, because an Asham Mitzorah is brought from a Keves. A Keves means a Ben Shana. An Asham Talui is from an Ayil. An Ayil is Ben Shnatayim, has to be 2 years old. They're different age animals. How can you make it tonight in a carbon that you're bringing that for an Asham Mitzorah, that if I don't need it for an Asham Mitzorah, it should be an Asham Talui? It's either 1 year old or it's 2 years old. It's possible for one of them. How do you miss something so obvious? So therefore you have no raya that Rabbi Shimon is the Tana that's cholik on Rabbi Eliezer, because there never was that option. Now, that seems like too strong of a kasha, no? Meaning like, how taka is it? That, you know, that Torah? Where's the Torah? How does he miss something that obvious? So the Panim Yafos on Vayikra, he points out, he quotes from his brother, that it could be that that by a carbon chova, you don't bring a carbon that's not at least 30 days old. And a carbon nedava, you could bring a carbon that's 8 days old. That's generally the rule. That's a Mishnah Maseches Parah. So Tosfos writes in Maseches Arachin that some say that when we say a one-year-old carbon, we mean 1 year old, meaning the first year from when it first became ra'ui lahakrava, whether it be 8 days old or 30 days old. And when we say two-year-old carbon, we mean within the first 2 years from when it became ra'ui lahakrava. So for a carbon chova, we would start the clock on the years from when it turns 30 days old. And for a carbon nedava, we'd start the clock when it turns 8 days old. Ah, now I see how something could be both an asham vadai and an asham talui. Meaning, this carbon is 1 year and 8 days old. So legabi the dinim of Hashem Vaday, it's still considered in its first year, because for Hashem Vaday we start the clock on aging it at 30 days old. So it's not yet a year and 30 days old. Legabi Hashem Talui, it's already in its second year, because we start the clock on Hashem Talui at 8 days old. So that must be what he meant. He must have been assuming that combination of shitos. That's how the Panim Yafos explains, because otherwise the kasha is just too strong. So okay, says the Mishnah now. Evari chatos and sarv beevari ola. Let's say you have limbs of a carbon chatos that are mixed with limbs of a carbon ola, and the halacha is that a chatos gets eaten, but an ola doesn't. So now what do you do with all these evarin? So Rabbi Elazar omer yitein lemaila v'ranias b'sar chatos mil maila kiluay neitzim. Put all the evarim on the mizbeach, and whatever's on the mizbeach that is actually part of a carbon chatos, view it as atzei maracha, view it as just extra fuel for the fire. The chum omrim, and the chum say, no, you can't just bring all the parts of the chatos and put it on the mizbeach. Once you're makriv the emurim, the rest of the animal, the rest of the chatos is also to bring on the mizbeach. There's an isra in the Torah that kol shemimenu liishim is bebal taktiru. Anytime the emurim were already brought on the fire, so then the rest is bal taktiru. The rest of it, you have an isra, you're not allowed to bring on the mizbeach. So you can't just put all the parts of the chatos on the mizbeach. So what do? To uber to rasan. Wait till it has a change in form, which Rashi says means let it sit overnight. Let it have a psulina by staying overnight, and then we ate to the base of shreifa. Once it has a psulina, because to uber to rasan, the assumption is that it, probably not on a physical level, but on a metaphysical level, on a spiritual level, that by being left overnight, this meat is a panam chadashos ba'olakan. It's a brand new thing, and therefore it could go be burnt. It could go to the base of shreifa. In fact, that idea that an ibur tzura happens overnight is partially the basis for a very famous shitas Rabbeinu Tam. You know, there's a halacha in Yeridaya that if you have blios and kelim, that after 24 hours the kli becomes an eno ben yomo, and therefore those blios do not have the ability to trafe up anything else. So if a person had non kosher that was cooked in a kli, and then he used that kli more than 24 hours later to cook something kosher, the food is kosher, right? Because it's considered to be nosin tam lifgam. It doesn't give any positive tam. So Rabbeinu Tam is a shita that eno ben yomo doesn't happen 24 hours later. It happens overnight. That once it's left overnight, the blios are in the kli. So you cooked at 5 o'clock in the afternoon on Sunday, Monday morning 7 a.m. It's already eno ben yomo. It's already. So Rabbeinu Tam says, I don't have a raya from this gemara, but you see, like a remez ledavra, that to ubar to rasan, that even be'en, even the actual meat, when left overnight, is considered to have an ibur tzura. It's considered to be that it's changed entirely. So kal v'chomer, the blios, that the blios will have gone through whatever change they need to go through by the next day. Now, we don't paskin like Rabbeinu Tam. Shulchan Aruch in multiple places in Hilchos Tarovas paskins not like Rabbeinu Tam. Paskins like the Ri, that we need 24 hours to be mekil. However, some of the poskim will say we'll use Rabbeinu Tam to be mitztarif to a svek sveka in certain cases. There's a tshuva in the Rav Pa'alim. He was asked that there were two fleishiga spoons. One was basyoma, one was not basyoma, that looked exactly the same, and a person took that one of these fleishiga spoons and he mixed noodles and cheese or whatever. He mixed hot milk with these fleishiga spoons, and there wasn't shishim in the milk keneged the spoon. So oyvei, if he had the basyoma spoon and he mixed so now everything's strafe. The spoon is strafe, the pot, the food is strafe, everything's strafe. So but he doesn't know. Maybe he took the eno ben yomo spoon. So maybe that would be that nothing's strafe. Because the spoon would still be treif, but the dish would still be kosher then if he took the Eidu Ben Yom spoon. So he suggests, he points out, the Chacham Asadim holds that it's makom hefsin meruba. You really need this this dish of food, and it's going to be hefsin meruba. You have a svek sveka. That maybe he really took the Eidu Ben Yom spoon. And even if he took the Ben Yom spoon, but it hadn't been used today, it was last used last night, so then according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's already considered Eidu Ben Yom. So Svek Sveka, but Makom Efsim Ruba, we're willing to be Mekel. So Rav Palad himself doesn't agree with that, but there is such a Shita in Achronim that we can use that. So that's based on this concept of, or partially based on this concept of Tu'ubar Tzurasan. Okay, so says Gemara, my time with Rabbi Eliezer. Why does Rabbi Eliezer say that anything that's not Roy Lakrava, you can just throw on the Mizbeach and pretend it's Eitzim, use it as fuel on the Mizbeach? So Amar Krak, because the Pasuk says, Vela Mizbeach lo yalu l'reach nichoach, that it says, the Pasuk prior to that, it said that you're not allowed to bring kol sa'ar v'chal devash on the Mizbeach. So we see two things. That first of all, you're not allowed to bring sa'ar and devash on the Mizbeach, and then anything that's mimenu l'ishim, the rest is bal taktiru. So there are two isurim of what you're not allowed to bring on the Mizbeach. There's sa'ar and devash, is isur number one, and the other isur is, any time you already burnt some of the fats on the Mizbeach, the rest of the animals bebal taktiru, right? By a korban chatos, you burnt some of the fats, the rest of the animals bebal taktiru. So then the Torah says, but vela Mizbeach lo yalu l'reach nichoach, which we darshin, l'reach nichoach yatamala v'atamala l'shem etzim, that I know that we just told you you're not allowed to bring certain things on the Mizbeach, but it's only if you're trying to bring it as a reach nichoach. But if you want to bring it on the Mizbeach as etzim, that you're allowed to do. So therefore, all the Evarim of the Chatas, which normally you're not allowed to burn on the Mizbeach, that's only as a reich nichoach you're not allowed to bring on the Mizbeach. But for Eitzim, you're allowed to bring it on the Mizbeach. For Rabbanan, and the Rabbanan would, why did the Rabbanan hold that you're not allowed to? Because Mi'et Rachmana Osam, that the Pasuk says, Karban Reishis Takrivu Osam. So that's what it says. It's going on the Isurim of what to bring on the Mizbeach. That it granted that Sa'or and Dvash, you're not allowed to bring on the Mizbeach, but you do bring dvash, which are peiros, as bikurim, which are called reishis, and from the sa'or you bring the shtei alechem on shavuos, which are also called reishis. So since the Torah says osam, it means velam zvech lo yal reich nuchach. Osam hu diatamala avalatamala shem etzim. That we had two separate isurim in the pasuk. We had bringing sa'aru dvash, and we had bringing kol shem yimenu li'ishim. So the heter to bring l'shem etzim is only on the sa'aru dvash. It's not on the kol shem yimenu li'ishim. So the avalmidi achrini. But when it comes to other things like the rest of the korban chatos, lo, there's no such heter to bring bring it as firewood and to just pretend that it's atzei maracha. Rabbi Eliezer, and Rabbi Eliezer would respond, Osam hu d'rabbi lach kevesh kamizbeach. No, the Osam is coming to teach me that it's dafka by the sa'ar and dvash that we treat the kevesh like the mizbeach. We treat the ramp like the mizbeach. That just like you're not allowed to bring on the mizbeach, you're not even allowed to bring on the ramp. Avmidi achrini lo. But when it comes to the rest of the parts of the korban chatos, we don't treat the ramp like the mizbeach. So even though you're not allowed to burn the rest of the parts of the chatos on the mizbeach, you are allowed to bring them onto the kevesh. V'rabbanan tartishma mina, and the Rabbanan hold that we see both things from the pasuk, that both of the special dinim that we just identified in this pasuk relate only to sa'or and dvash and not to the parts of the korban chatos. What are both dinim? Din number one, that you're allowed to bring it as atzei maracha, and it's just not as a reich nichoch. That's only true of the sa'or and dvash. It's not true of the rest of the korban chatos. And din number two, that the kevesh has a din of the mizbeach. That's only true of the sa'or and dvash, not true of the korban chatos. So that's why the Rabbanan hold that you're stuck with this korban chatos. You have a varim of a chatos, you cannot bring it on the Mizbeach. So the Gemara brings a brisa that disagrees with the Tana of our Mishnah in terms of what exactly are the circumstances of this machlokas Rabbi Elazar and the Chamim. So again, our Mishnah said that Rabbi Elazar and the Chamim disagree about a vari chatos that are mixed in with a vari ola. So what do you do with it? Rabbi Elazar says, bring it all on the Mizbeach, and whatever is a vari chatos will just be viewed like atzei merach, it's fuel on the Mizbeach. And the Chum said, no, bring none of it on the Mizbeach. You need Ibur Tzura. So that was our Mishnah. We're going to have a Mishnah on the Beis where if you have a Varim of a Behemoth Tamima that are mixed with a Varim of a Balas Mum, where Rabbi Elazar is going to say, if the Kohen already brought the Rosh of one of them, then he could bring the rest of the Roshim, but otherwise, you're not allowed to bring them on the Mizbeach. So Masnisin Deloki Aitana. Our Mishnah is against these two Mishnahs I just referenced, the Mishnah that we already learned and the Mishnah we're going to see on the base are against the following brisa. Detailed, because in the brisa it says, "Am Rabbi Yehuda lo nechluku Rabbi Lezer vechamim alei vare chatos shenisavru be vare ola sheyikrevu." That both Rabbi Lezer and the Chum agree. In the case of our Mishnah, you are allowed to bring it on the mizbeach, and you are allowed to just assume that the chatos is just fuel from the mizbeach. Even the Chum agreed to that. Berovev Nirva Shelo Yikrevu, and both Rabbi Elazar and the Chum agree that if the psul was a Rovev Nirva, the animal was a carbon that was pasul, that for sure you can't bring it on the Mizbeach if it's mixed in with kosher animals. Al Manechliku Alevari Ola Tamimush Nisavru Beivari Balos Mum. They only disagree in the case where you have limbs of a kosher carbon with limbs of a balmum. That's where Rabbi Elazar Omer Yikrevu Veroa, that Rabbi Elazar says you could bring them all Veroa Ani, and I treat the Evarim of the Balos Mum Lemaila Kilu Ein Eitzim as if it's Atzei Maracha, as if it's just extra fuel. V'chamram Lo Yikrevu, and the Cham say no, you just have to wait till overnight and then see Bortzura and then burn it because you cannot bring it on the Mizbeach. So apparently, according to this version of the Machlokes Rabbi Elazar and the Chamim, when Evari Chatos get mixed in with an Ola, everyone's, even the Chamim agree you're allowed to bring it on the Mizbeach. Whereas our Tana of our Mishnah says that was a Machlokas. And not only that, according to this version, when Evari Tamimim get mixed in with Evari Balimum, according to Rabbi Yehuda, according to this version, Rabbi Elazar says you're allowed to be Makrev all of them. Whereas the Tana we're going to see in the next Mishnah on Amud Beis will say that no, Rabbi Elazar only allows you to be Makrev all of them if you've already accidentally been Makrev one Rosh. So this is this Bryce's version of the Machlokes Rabbi Elazar and the Chamim is against both Mishnah. It's against the last Mishnah and against the next Mishnah. Rabbi Elazar, who's Mechalik between this, when the Tarovas is Roveh Venirva, where you cannot bring anything on the Mizbeach, versus a Balmum, where you are allowed to, Maishno Roveh Venirva. Why is it by Roveh Venirva, Delo Chazu, Balos Mum, Nami Lo Chazi? Why is it that when there's a Roveh Venirva mixed in with parts of a kosher carbon, Rabbi Elazar says, no, keep it all off the Mizbeach? Whereas a Balos Mum gets mixed in with parts of a kosher carbon, he says, okay, throw it all on the Mizbeach and just view it as firewood. Why the difference? So Amar Rav Huna explains, even when Evari Tamim get mixed in with Evari Balimum, Rabbi Elazar's moda that you can't bring it l'shem Eitzim, because Balimum are not Roy La'akrava. When Rabbi Yehuda says that Rabbi Eliezer disagrees with the Chum and holds that when Evari Tamim and Evari Balimum get mixed in with one another, it could be makrevit, that's only if it was Bedukin Shaba'ayin. It wasn't a real real mum. It was only a mum over and not a clearly recognizable mum. Valibid Rabbi Kiva, and therefore it's following the sheet of Rabbi Kiva, Domarimalo Yardu, where Rabbi Akiva says, on a mum like that, if it's already on the Mizbeach, you can leave it on the Mizbeach. So likewise, Rabbi Elazar says, if you have a taroves and the problematic part of the animal is an animal that was a dukin, that only had dukin shabayin, that you could put on the Mizbeach and use as firewood. But when you have a real psul, you're not allowed to put on the Mizbeach and view it as firewood. Says Gemara, he's following Rabbi Kiva. All Rabbi Akiva said was that if the animal had a bedukin shaba'ayin that was put on the Mizbeach, you don't have to take it off. He never said you're allowed to throw it there in the first place. And Rabbi Elazar is telling me that if I have a tarovis of parts of karbanos and some of them have a mum of bedukin shaba'ayin and some of them are perfectly tamim, I'm even allowed to put it there in the first place. That's not the same as Rabbi Akiva. So Amar Rav Papa, Achumayeskinon, Kigon Sha'alu al Gabe Kevesh. Now the case must be that it's already on the ramp of the Mizbeach. So since according to Rabbi Akiva, if it has Bedukin Shaba'ayin, if it's already on the Mizbeach, you don't have to take it off the Mizbeach. And putting it on the ramp is considered to have been put on the Mizbeach already. So just like the Mizbeach is Mekadesh, the Kevesh is Mekadesh. So therefore, you're allowed to even the Chachila bring it up to the top of the Mizbeach and burn it there. So frankly, Gemara, Ihachi, but if that's the case, Afilu Be'enayu, then even real Bale Mumin, once it's already there, so it should be mutter to be Malav from the Kevesh to the Mizbeach. So it says Gemara, El Taimi de Rabbi Eliezer, the reason for Rabbi Eliezer is miyet rachmana mum bum hu delo yiratzu ha al yidei taroves yiratzu. Reb Lezer has a drasha that the pasuk says that when you have an animal that's a balmum and that's all you've got is this animal that's a balmum, then you cannot bring it on the mizbeach. But the diuk is halidei taroves. If you have a taroves of bali mumin together with tamimin, that you are allowed to bring on the mizbeach. V'rabbanan, and the rabbanan will say that bali mumin, even when it's mixed in with tamimin, cannot be brought on the mizbeach. Will say that no mum bamu delo yiratzu ha'avar mumam yiratzu. You're making the wrong diuk. When it's a bal mum, it cannot be brought on the mizbeach. Don't make the diuk. But if it's taroves, it could be brought on the mizbeach. No, the diuk is if the mum goes away, you could bring it on the mizbeach. Elazar, and Rabbi Elazar says, I agree with that as well. Mibam bahem. We can make two drushes because there's an extra hay in the word. So we can learn that both that when you have a balmo mina, let it bring them zbech. But there are two exceptions. Either if it's alidei taroves, or if the mum is no longer present. So it says, Rabbanan, the Rabbanan would respond, bum bahem lo darshi. They don't darshan the extra hay. They don't think that that's a fair drasha. Ihachi roa harachmana achshere. Well, wait a second. If Rabbi Lazar darshans from a pasuk, that balimum that are mixed with tamimim are ro'i la'krava, why does he say that roa ani, that I view the evarim of the balimum as if it's eitzim? You're right, you're not allowed to bring balimum on the mizbech, but so whatever's a part of a balimum that's going on the mizbech, just view that as fuel, view that as atzei maracha. What do you mean? He has a drasha. You're allowed to bring it on the mizbeach. You don't have to view it as fuel. View it for what it is. It's a balmum that's allowed to be brought on the mizbeach. So says Mar, you're right. L'divrayim kamerlu. Rabbi Lazar was responding to the chamim l'shitasab. He's saying, l'didi rachmana achshere. Look, I hold that this is perfectly kosher. That once you have a balmum that's bitaroves with tamimim, it's all karban. You're allowed to bring it on the mizbeach. You're allowed to burn it on the mizbeach like a regular karban. So I hold it's perfectly kosher. But lidid chu, but you who hold it's not kosher, at least treat it like atzei maracha. Meaning, after all, when a chatas gets mixed with an ola, you're willing to treat it like etzim. So at least treat it like etzim. So the rabbanan would say, no, that's very different than a chatas that gets mixed with an ola, because balimum hacha miisi, a balmum is disgusting. That's what you're going to bring on the mizbech. You're going to bring balmum hasam lo miisi, a chatas that gets mixed with an ola. That's not gross. That's not terrible to bring. It's not ma'us takodesh baruch hu. They're just different types of karbanos. So there's no inherent psul over there. Okay, next mishnah. Evarin be evarin. Balimumin. Let's say you have evarim of tamimim that are mixed in with evarim of balimumin. So the assumption is that it's one balmum mixed in with a bunch of evarim of tamimim. So what do you do with these limbs? Rabbi Elazar Omer, im karav rosh echad mehen, if you've already been makriv the head of one of these animals, so you could assume that was probably the balmum, so it's already too late with the balmum, and therefore the rest, whatever's left over, are perfectly kosher animals. So you kravu kol harashin. Go bring the rest of it. Go bring the rest of the heads of the animals, because probably those are all the tamimim. Kra'ayim shalach mem. If you brought the kra'ayim of one of these animals, you kravu kol kra'ayim. Then you could bring all the kra'ayim. Meaning, assume whatever you brought on the mizbeach from one of the animals was already the balmum. But if you haven't yet brought anything on the mizbeach, then apparently Rabbi Lazar is telling me, don't bring anything, that you're not allowed to put it on the mizbeach. It's only if you've already brought one of them on the mizbeach, so then you can bring the rest. And the Chum say the opposite extreme, that even if you brought every single one of the heads of every single one of these animals, except for one, assume the one that remains is the balmum, and therefore it has no business being brought on the mizbeach, and you have to just be yotzei lebeis hasreifa. So Amar Rabbi Elazar, Lo hichshir Rabbi Eliezer el shnayim shnayim. Even Rabbi Eliezer, who says that if you've already brought one head, you're allowed to bring the rest of them, he does not think you're allowed to bring the rest of them one by one. He only holds you're allowed to bring the rest of them two at a time. Aval echad echad lo. And the svara is that if I'm bringing two at a time, I know for sure that one of the ones that I'm bringing is for sure a kasher or karban. The other one might also be, but one of them is for sure, because there was only one balmum in the whole mix, and every animal only has one head. So if I'm bringing two heads at a time, I know for sure one of these is a kosher carbon. So then I can rely that the other one's a kosher carbon as well, because I know I'm doing something positive. But if I bring one at a time, each one is a risk that maybe this is the balmum, maybe this is the problematic carbon, and that I'm not allowed to risk. So Basav Rabbi Yirmiyah, Rabbi Yirmiyah challenges, V'cham mar mafilu karvu kulon chutz, me'echad me'en yetzei lebeis hasreifa. Sounds like the Chum say that if you have one left, you're not allowed to bring it. But Rabbi Elazar would not agree with that. Rabbi Elazar would say that if you have one left, you are allowed to bring it. So it does not go against what you just told me within Rabbi Eliezer, that you're only allowed to bring two at a time. You're not allowed to bring if you have only one left. So Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Tachlifa Azbaralach, my echad, zug echad. When he says echad, that if you have one left, he doesn't mean you have one left. He means you have one pair left. But for sure, it has to be done in pairs, because that is the shita of Rabbi Elazar. Okay, Bezrem, tomorrow we'll pick up with the Mishnah on the bottom of Ayin Zayin on Beis. Everyone have a great day.